Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Productivity Boosters and Stress Reducers podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Heeb, and I can't thank you enough for listening in. Each episode, I will discuss a new tip or trick that will help you to live a productive and efficient life, professionally and personally. If you're ready to find your productivity rhythm, relieve stress, and meet your goals faster, then this is the podcast for you. This podcast is sponsored by Your Choice Concierge, created to make your life easier by providing flexible, hourly, personal, and professional assistance. Let us handle your busy tasks so you can focus on what's important. You can learn more about Your Choice Concierge by clicking the link in the description. This week's episode is all about how to improve your productivity. Productivity is the measure of how much work someone can accomplish in a given amount of time. When you're productive, you're able to accomplish more in less time. But everyone is different, and so are productivity levels. People have different capabilities, skills, and preferences, which can affect their ability to stay productive. Two people may have the same task to complete, but one person may complete it more quickly and efficiently than the other. And there are several reasons that some people struggle with being productive and making the most of their time. The first being lack of motivation. When people lack motivation, they may struggle to find the energy or enthusiasm to be productive. This can be caused by many factors. A few examples are boredom, burnout, depression, just feeling overwhelmed or uninterested in what you're doing. Being distracted may also be another reason you find yourself less productive. Distractions, both internal and external, can make it difficult for you to focus and stay on track. For example, social media, emails, phone notifications, or just things that are affecting you mentally in your life can disrupt your workflow. Another reason people struggle with productivity is poor time management skills. People who struggle with managing their time effectively may find it challenging to prioritize tasks, set their goals, and meet their deadlines. Another reason is perfectionism. Perfectionism can also hinder your productivity. People who strive for perfection may struggle with being productive because they spend too much time trying to achieve the perfect outcome instead of focusing on completing tasks efficiently. A lack of skills or resources can also affect your productivity. If you lack the necessary skills, knowledge, or resources to complete your tasks, it can be difficult to stay productive. Dealing with physical or mental health issues may also hinder someone's ability to be productive. For example, illnesses, sleep disorders, or anxiety can make it challenging to stay focused and motivated. It is important to note that there is no one-size-fits-all explanation for why people struggle to be productive. Everyone is unique, and a combination of factors may contribute to the challenges with your productivity. If you're struggling to stay productive, you may find yourself missing deadlines, feeling overwhelmed, producing low-quality work, procrastinating is a big one, and consistently distracted, among many other things. The good news is improving your productivity is possible, but it's also important to state that, again, everyone's productivity level is different. So everyone's step to improvement will also look different. Now let's discuss some things that might help to improve your productivity. There are several ways to do this. The first, and my favorite, is starting with setting goals. You can improve your productivity by setting specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals. This includes breaking down larger tasks into smaller ones with more manageable steps. This makes it easier to stay on track, and it helps you to avoid feeling overwhelmed. Setting goals also gives you something to work towards and can provide a sense of purpose and direction. This will increase your motivation and help you to stay committed to completing your tasks. In short, goals can help you stay on track and accomplish more in less time, therefore increasing your productivity. Next, it's important to prioritize your tasks. You should prioritize them based on importance and urgency. This will help you to focus on the most important tasks first and avoid wasting time on less important things. This ensures that you're making the most of your time. When you have a clear plan for what needs to be done and in what order it should be done, you can approach your work with more confidence and you'll have a greater sense of control. Prioritizing your tasks really is a key component when it comes to improving your productivity. You will make better decisions about how to allocate your time and your resources. And it helps you to avoid making hasty or ill-informed decisions that can negatively impact your productivity. Another important step to improving your productivity is improving your time management skills. Using tools like calendars, timers, and to-do lists will help you manage your time and stay organized. In turn, that will allow you to be more productive and accomplish more. Proper time management also reduces the risk of feeling overwhelmed or keeps you from falling behind on your work. If you're falling behind, that will eventually lead to stress and will negatively impact how productive you are. Completing your tasks in a timely manner and staying on track will make you feel motivated and, in turn, make you more productive. See the theme here? It also helps to stay on track by eliminating your distractions. So this day and age, I feel like it's pretty easy to be distracted. Obviously, there's a lot going on, internet, email, things like that. But things that can disrupt your workflow or concentration will make it harder for you to focus. So it's helpful to turn off notifications, maybe close unnecessary tabs that you're not working in, minimize interruptions any way you can. These distractions will definitely waste your time and reduce your efficiency. They can also increase the likelihood of you making errors, particularly in tasks that require a high degree of concentration. Eliminating distractions is going to create a more conducive environment for focusing on your tasks and allow you to work much more efficiently. Now, most people don't think about this when it comes to improving productivity, but another helpful thing is to take breaks. It actually helps. Taking regular, short breaks can help you recharge your batteries and help you stay focused longer. Breaks will also help you to prevent burnout, which will hurt your productivity level and leave you unable to perform at your best. When you return to work after a break, you should be more focused and productive, ready to get to work. You can also improve your productivity by learning new skills. For example, learning how to use a productivity tool or learning a new software can help you to work more efficiently. Learning new skills can also boost your confidence in your abilities. As you become more proficient in a new skill, you may feel more capable and empowered to take on new challenges and responsibilities. When you're able to use your new skills and knowledge to make meaningful contributions to your work or tasks, you'll feel more fulfilled and engaged in what you're working on. Implementing these strategies can improve your productivity and help you achieve your goals more effectively. But again, also keep in mind that different types of tasks require different levels of productivity. For example, some tasks may be repetitive and require minimal effort, while others may be more complex and require more time and effort to complete. It's also important to find the productivity level that works best for you and what you're working on. So take a step back and assess your current productivity habits. Are you eliminating those distractions? Are you working on your time management skills? Take into consideration your strengths and weaknesses, the tasks you need to complete, and your personal goals to get the best results. I hope this helps. That's all for this week's episode of Productivity Boosters and Stress Reducers. Be sure to check back soon for our next episode. If you want to learn more about ways to improve your productivity, have feedback about this episode, or a specific topic you'd like to hear about in the future, please email me at info@yourchoice-concierge.com. I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you also subscribe to the Your Choice Concierge YouTube channel, where you can find some examples of the tips and tricks I discuss on the show. Thanks again for listening. I'm Stephanie Heeb, and I hope you'll join me next time for more tips and tricks to live a productive and efficient life, professionally and personally. Have you considered starting your own podcast but haven't had the time? Check out Buzzsprout. They make launching and managing your podcast effortless. Trust me, if I can do it, anyone can. Clicking the Buzzsprout link in the description will let them know we sent you and get you a $20 Amazon gift card if you decide to sign up for a paid plan. Thanks again to our sponsor, Your Choice Concierge. Until next time, productive people.